Before I outline the four most important points to consider before rushing off to get your international driver's license, I should probably mention that, yes, the international driver's license covers all types of vehicles from motorbikes to trucks. But just as in your own country, you have to be qualified to drive such vehicles. You might like the idea of driving around the Australian outback on a motorbike, or checking out the English countryside in a bus with all your mates, but you'll have to take the appropriate test before you set off. Okay, now the four main points. Firstly, you cannot use an international license in the country in which it is issued. It is for international travel only. Some international students avoid this rule by ordering their licenses on the internet, which will ask them to nominate a country of your choice for that very purpose. Secondly, some countries won't allow you to use an international license indefinitely. In Australia, for example, you can only use the international license for a year. After that, you must get an Australian driving license. Other countries aren't as strict as that. Thirdly, drivers on international licenses must abide by the road rules in the country that they are visiting. If you are caught breaking those road rules, you will have to pay the penalty, usually a fine. And if you are the cause of an accident, expect to pay for any damages that you are responsible for. Holding an international driver's license does not give you the right to be reckless. And yes, if you have been suspended or banned from driving in your own country, the same rules apply with an international driver's license. You must have an existing driver's license to apply for an international driver's license. Some police will, in fact, want to see both your international license and your own driver's license, so carry both licenses with you to save wasting valuable time. Finally, you don't have to take another driving test to get an international driver's license. Your own driver's license is proof that you know how to drive. However, it is your responsibility to learn the road rules of the country that you are visiting and to understand what the different road signs mean. Police are not always understanding to foreign drivers. If you break road rules either deliberately or out of ignorance, expect to pay the price. Police are ultimately the same everywhere.